It's hard for reporters to get information they want about Jobs Ohio since the agency has been set up as a nonprofit job creation company. Much of the information sought about its business transactions and the people in charge of them is kept private. But the Dayton Daily News used Securities and Exchange Commission's filings, tax databases, Ohio ethics disclosures, and more to come up with some answers to those questions. Laura Bischoff, the reporter who combed through that information, says her story shows there's a potential conflict of interest at best.
Well, it turns out that 6 of the 9 board members for the Jobs Ohio Board of Directors have financial ties to companies that have received tax breaks, grants, loans, or other assistance from either the state or from Jobs Ohio since Governor Kasich took office, which we thought was pretty interesting.
Bischoff says her investigation shows Kasich himself received a payment from Worthington Industries for being a former board member of that company, while Jobs Ohio was providing 2 of the business's subsidiaries with an incentive package.
I wish I could tell you that it is surprising to me, but this is basically what I and others predicted would happen when the veil of secrecy was drawn over the whole Jobs Ohio structure.
That's Democratic gubernatorial candidate Ed Fitzgerald, who wastes no time jumping on this issue.
I mean, part of what's frightening about this whole situation is we don't even know what other conflicts are out there. We don't even know what other lines may have been crossed. We have absolutely no idea. We have to guess based on the disclosures of the publicly held corporations.
Fitzgerald is calling on Governor Kasich to take the guesswork out of the situation.
I don't think this is the last time something is going to come out. It's the first time, and we've got to get ahead of the situation.
Fitzgerald says the Ohio Ethics Commission should be called in right now to do a thorough investigation of Jobs Ohio. And he says Governor Kasich should disclose all of his business connections and should call on members of Jobs Ohio's board of directors to do the same. There's talk right now that Tom Charles, the former head of the Ohio Department of Public Safety and a former inspector general, is negotiating with Kasich to take a watchdog role of some type in Jobs Ohio. But Fitzgerald doesn't like that idea.
Look, I'm not going to discourage them from anything that's in the field of ethics. At least I guess that's an admission that there's a problem. But it is too little and it is too late. And what they really should do is have an independent body, not just one person, an independent body. Why not invite the Ohio Ethics Commission in on an ongoing basis to do that?
In a written statement, Governor Kasich's spokesman, Rob Nichols, says Jobs Ohio board members do not award incentives to companies. Nichols says the state tax credit authority does that. Nichols says Fitzgerald's comments prove, quote, he is nowhere near ready for prime time, unquote. Questions about Jobs Ohio are nothing new. Recently, when Ohio Auditor Dave Yost wanted to audit the organization, the Republican-dominated state legislature passed a bill to prevent it. Reporter Bischoff says she's not getting answers to her questions.
You know, it's interesting. In doing this story, you know, I said that all of these companies got these incentives, and in Jobs Ohio's annual report, you know, they listed various companies that they helped. But then when you go and you say, well, there might be a conflict here, then they say, well, no, that incentive started on the state side and that we had very little to do with it. And yet they're putting it on their brag list in their annual report or their quarterly report. So they kind of seem to want to have it both ways.
Reporters and politicians are not the only ones raising questions about Jobs Ohio and the lack of transparency. Both a liberal think tank and a conservative think tank are suing in court over the structure of and lack of transparency in Jobs Ohio. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.